Welcome to Musings with me at Butterfly Effect with Lisa. I hope you and those you love and care about are vibing well. In this episode, I'm musing on matching the vibe of your tribe. First of all, this probably sounds a wee bit woo-woo, I'm sure, but you're here listening, so I'm guessing you're aligned with it anyway. Or vibing with the tribe, so to speak. The word vibe, as we think of it, I'm going to get a little bit technical here with because I do get into words and where they come from. The word vibe, as we think of it, in the sense of an instinctive feeling, became popular in the 60s, and I didn't realize can be traced back to the 1940s and even as early back as 1899. Who knew? So vibe comes, as I'm sure you know, from the word vibration, meaning shaking, or, I didn't realise this bit, brandishing. So brandishing something. If we go a bit further into the science of it, which is not super sciencey, but as written by Angelica Morgenstern, and the link will be in the details, if you would like to have a look further into that page that I got that information from. So it is. The idea behind the law of vibration dates back to ancient times with Greek philosophers like Pythagoras, who believed everything had its own unique vibrational frequency. However, it wasn't until modern times where scientific research helped establish this fact. And as I said, you can find the rest of the information in the bio from the link, which I will put in there. So, with this in mind, let's muse on matching the vibe of our tribe. So, I often speak to this when working with people, and I usually describe it like this. If we think of each of us as being an energetic being, as in electrons and particles and all that stuff, which is not really my thing, but I understand it, then we are in effect vibrating at a particular frequency that is unique to us. It's the level of our particles vibrating that allow us to be in form or matter. So in this form, because our particles vibrate at a certain speed that allows us to be matter, not energy, or just only energy. So when we come into contact with others who are vibrating at their new unique frequency, then we would, if we stick to the theory of vibration, do one of three things. So we either match them already, we vibrate up to meet them where they are, or we vibrate down to where they are. So to give you an example of this, think of when you go to a gathering, right? And you walk into a room, you can often pick up the energy or the vibe of the room. So it might be pumping with high vibes and dances, or an uplifting feeling, or relaxing feeling, or it could have a lower feeling to where you think you are at, and you go in and you end up speaking to, or more often, I have ended up listening to the dramas of somebody's life and ended up leaving feeling low, feeling bummed, feeling depleted, like I just had all the energy sapped out of me. And there's a kind of low level energy about them. So we could even extend this out to when we simply think of a person, like a specific person, a place, or a thing, and the thought frequency. So if we say that thought is frequency because it's energy, that the thought that comes with it. And I'm sure we all know someone that when we think of them, we think of like how uplifting they are and how nice it is to spend time with them, and that we always come away like, yeah, that was so cool. We also probably all know someone who's exhausting that they may be to be around, or how we might think about our workplace. We either feel elated and a higher level vibration, or we feel like, ugh, why do I want to go there? And it brings us down. That might be our workplace, it might be a teen, it might be a parent or a friend, There are those that feel good to be around and those that aren't so great to be spending time with. And I'm not speaking to those that are just having a bad day or unwell and in a different headspace. So, and you can take that further. We'll get to that. So let's expand that out to thinking about how vibration can be affected. So emotion, or we could also call it energy in motion or emotion, as being the thought or feeling which has a vibrational set point. So remember, if you've listened to my other podcast around action, taking action and hope, then I talked briefly in there about like emotion being on a scale. So we've got our higher level emotions, which would be a higher frequency, and our lower level emotions like anger and frustration and despair being lower level emotions or frequencies. So if we related them to an energetic level. And you can feel that in your body, right? So when we spend a lot of our time thinking positive thoughts, then we tend to feel better. We operate at a better level, we remember things, and we have lighter emotions. So the opposite could be said too. So when our mental space and thoughts are occupied, you know, everything's more negative, then the energy and that in motion that occupies our physical space would become lower, a more dense feeling. And we can literally see or feel that, right? Our shoulders might become more hunched and we slump over and we're just like, meh, and we don't care, and we may walk or move more slowly and lethargically. Even now, trying to get into that space, I can feel that like, meh. And when I shift my energy into, and when I think about someone who is, so I'm going straight to who do I align with that makes me feel good when I've been with them. Like I walked with a friend this morning and I'm like, yeah, we're just chatting away and we're walking and we're having fun, and that takes me up. And even when I'm thinking about that, you can see the difference in my body of when I'm thinking about were and the people of who I spend the time with that makes me feel that way. I feel that, but I also feel like that energy and that excitement, and when I'm spending time with more uplifting people. And that doesn't mean we have to be in that place all the time. It just means we become conscious, or we become conscious of when we are or are not in that. So this could then be like applied to the people we spend the most of our time with, so our tribe. And there's a saying, you are the sum of the five people, so five, that you spend most time with. And I think there's even a book with the title of that. I haven't read it, but I'm pretty sure there is one, like something about being the sum of the five people that you hang out with the most. So anyway, if the people we spend the most time with are more often negative in their thinking, what they speak about other people, or the experiences they are having in their lives, then we are more likely to experience or be experiencing the same kind of emotions or energy in motion and vibrational energy as they sit at. Does that make sense? So the same could be noticed in reverse. With those who we come away from having laughed, having been uplifted, speaking positively, sharing maybe about a special interest or a shared interest or lessons that we've learned along the way, having a laugh about how we've learned those lessons, or just a feeling of being accepted and appreciated in an uplifting way. Not necessarily being appreciated and accepted because you come down into the hole with them, but because you feel that united sense of appreciation and that united sense of acceptance. Not one somebody feeling better than another and supporting them. Not that there's a bad thing, just making that, I'm just clarifying the differences. So, however, this is where the sticky bit comes in. It's only when we become conscious of usually one or two things, either our own emotional vibration or the vibration of those around us. So this can happen over time or really quickly. Like you might just one day start to notice going, oh my God, you're really hard to be around. So depending on our awareness of our own set points, because we really have to be in tune with our own set points. So we might notice that we don't feel as good around a certain group anymore, or we feel more irritable after spending time with somebody or a group. We might feel resentful of giving up our time or for them, or feel exhausted afterwards, like I was talking before. And this can be a bit of a catch-22 in that where we are vibing at is where we are attracted to and where we who we attract. So it also, who we attract is an indicator of our vibrational set point. Does that make sense? So either where we are already vibing is what we get attracted to, so we become attracted to those people or those spaces, and where we are attracted to on this emotional set point, but also the people who we attract are indicators for us. So if we are not already aware of where we are at, the people who we are attracted to or the situations that become attracted to us give us a bit of a mirror of where we are set. So then do we attract our tribe, or does our tribe attract us? And this makes me think about bees and their vibration and getting back to the hive and stuff. And being able to find it. And I've thought a lot about this. And I suppose it's a little bit of a chicken and the egg kind of situation, like which one comes first, the chicken or the egg. And probably in the long run, once we are aware of our own vibrational set point, it doesn't actually matter. It doesn't actually matter. Do you get it? Like, it doesn't matter, because if we're not energy, we're matter. Anyway, I'm cracking myself up here. So what matters? What does matter? Sorry about the puns. Is that we become conscious of our own vibe and what we are putting. I'm still on the matter thing. And what we're putting out or bringing into the world. So we need to become conscious of where we are vibing and what am I putting out? What am I putting out into the world? What am I bringing to others? And when we become conscious of the moments that the instinctive feeling or vibe is changing, because remember, if we roll back to the meaning of vibration or vibe, it's that instinctive feeling from the 60s, you know, the vibe dude, is changing. So we need to become conscious of the moments that those vibrations or our instinctive feeling is changing. And it's letting us know that we need to be hanging with different people. And again, I'm not saying never spend time with them, but it's about becoming conscious of where your time, where your energy is going, what it's going into, or who you are spending it with. So we're just becoming conscious, and I apologize for the just, because I'm trying to take that out of my vocab. So what we are aiming it for is to become conscious of where that time and energy is going, who that time and energy is going to, and what it's going on. And I'm going to add in here that it's not usually the big things that change our vibe. They can and they do. So a big situation, like a big life change, can change our vibration or change our vibe. And that's totally to be expected. The thing is that they don't usually happen every day. What I'm referring to is, again, the cumulative effect of all the little bits along the way. the set point, the small niggles every day. And when we are more conscious of where our vibrational set point is, then we can make conscious decisions about how and who we interact with. So we can choose a tribe, and then I'll repeat that. We can choose a tribe that feels uplifting and supporting to us. They support us in our decisions. They support us in our changes. We can choose a tribe that vibes with caring about humanity and respecting different cultures. We can choose a tribe that cares about well-being and physical health, and the list goes on. We can also impact that with our own vibe. So, what's even better is that we can start to become conscious of our own vibe and choose to hang with a tribe that we feel uplifted around, right? The vibration spreads. So ripple effect as always. What we do in our own world ripples out. We come home to those we spend the most time with, and our new set point starts to make changes there too. And as always, it's not a magic pill or a magic wand. Changing our vibe takes time, right? So if we've always been in a lower set point, and we've always been around people who moan about the world and how terrible it is, and watch the news and focus on negative things within the world, then it's going to take time for us to shift into more of a positive viewpoint, more looking for the positive things in our world. So we either gradually start to move out of that, and with the people who more often do that, and I'm not saying anybody is perfect, because I certainly am not, and I know even my tribe around me, they are not perfect, and that's great because it causes us to grow and change. So what happens though is, as we change our vibe and we consciously practice changing our vibe, the same goes for the ripple effect in our families. They either vibe up to us because we've come in higher, and they have to vibe up to us. And that is if we keep focusing on our vibe as often as possible, like being in more of a positive space. Or we get triggered and we come down to them. So if we come home, so imagine we've been out, we've had a really good day, and we get home and everyone's having shit. We come in and we're up here. So we either hold that and just go, you know what? The behaviors and the attitudes and the whatever's going on can happen, but I'm not going to let it impact my vibe. I'm going to choose to think good thoughts, and I'm going to choose to think of a solution-based outcome, and they will hopefully vibe up to us. Or they're down here and we come home and then we just go, oh, bleh, and we meet them there. Think of how many times you've come home or into a workplace when you've been like, yeah, things are really cool, or you've been away on holiday and you're like, yeah, you come back into work and you're like, oh. Well, you can choose to be in that space, or you can choose to, which is, you know, take some work. I'm not saying this is going to work straight away. You can choose to be like, you know what? I'm just going to vibe on my own thing, and I'm going to put my AirPods in if I'm allowed to, or do it anyway, and I'm just going to vibe. So the same goes for our families. So if we focus on keeping our vibe up as often as possible, or we get triggered and vibe down to them, that is where being very clear on what supports us in keeping our emotions or vibe clean and clear and under control. I don't know, do I have to pay for that to use that saying? Keeps us aware more often than not, because we have to be conscious of our own space, and then we can be conscious of when it is affected or when we affect others. So we need to be asking ourselves, what do I need that supports being in a high vibe space? And that doesn't always mean leaving, albeit bloody tempting at times. Sometimes it's as simple as changing our own vibe, our own thoughts, our own emotions about something, and that can change the situation and everyone else's vibe. So this then, of course, brings me to my challenge for you, which is, if you haven't already, start to be aware of where or when you notice your tribe affects your vibe, or when your vibe affects your tribe. So it could be as simple as having a moment in the car after a shit day at work and playing some wicked ass music that gets you pumped and change your vibe before you go inside. It might be stopping for 5 minutes on your way home, jumping on the swings at a local park if you've got one, and swing into a higher feeling vibe. Let the work stuff go. Let the situation that you've just been in go. You might have been with a friend who's really unwell, or a family member. You might be going through some massive stuff. It doesn't mean that you forget those things. It means you become conscious about where you choose your vibe to be, and making those moments where you can let go of that stuff more often. So things like running around with the kids and playing rough and tumble, doing that swing on the way home, listening to the head-banging music in your car, or Taylor Swift, or whatever floats your boat. It might be jumping in the pool and doing some laps before you come into contact with everybody else. So I'm giving you the challenge to really tune into that. Think about what it is. What brings your vibe up to help with your tribe? What are your thoughts around this topic? Let me know. I'd love to hear. What are some things that you try? Anyway, I've chatted as far too long probably. So as always, I say this with absolute love in my heart. And from my heart to yours, all the best. And I hope you vibe with your tribe.